everybody. It's time for the Easy Organic Gardener. This is your host, Sherry Herrera de Fry, mom, composter, gardener, horticulturalist, worm farmer, entrepreneur, and Dr. Bug Lady. I'm sending each of you a big welcome this hour and a reminder that I always love to hear from you. Please take a look at the Arbica Organics Facebook page. It's the place where you can stay on top of our news, sales, and interactions with our customers and other followers. We'd love to hear from you, too. And you can always follow me at Dr. Bug Lady on Twitter. When you call in during this hour with a question for my guest or myself, you will receive as my gift an Arbica Organics Seed Care and Root Preparation Kit. This includes 1 ounce of Arbica Organics Root Maximizer Mycorrhizal Fungi, a 5-pound bag of our earthworm castings, and a 5-pound bag of Arbica Organics Compost Plus, what you need to make your seeds, seedlings, starts, and perennial plants get off to the best start ever. The Arbica Organics Seed Care and Root Preparation Kit retails for $36.95, and it's yours as my gift when you call in during this hour with a question for myself or my guest. Here's the number to call, 877-300-7645, 877-300-7645. Give us a call and tell us how your garden is doing. My guest this hour is the amazing Janet Larson. Janet is the Director of Research for the Earth Policy Institute, an independent environmental research organization based in Washington, D.C. She was one of the Institute's incorporators in 2001, and she spent a good portion of her early years climbing trees, observing tadpoles and butterflies, helping with the garden, and getting muddy in her suburban New Jersey backyard, all of which served as a natural segue to her ecological studies at Stanford University, where she earned a degree in earth systems. Her university field work took her to study salt-loving plants on the Chilean coast and poison dart frogs in the Peruvian Amazon. At Earth Policy Institute, Janet has continued to take an interdisciplinary approach to analysis, covering a range of topics including food politics, natural resource availability, population growth, and climate change. She manages the research for the Institute's publications, including the 2012 book authored by one of my heroes, Lester Brown, Full Planet, Empty Plates, The New Geopolitics of Food. Earth Policy Institute strives to provide solutions to move the world onto a sustainable path. The strategy called Plan B has 4 main components, which are stabilizing population, eradicating poverty, restoring the Earth's ecosystems, and stabilizing climate. And when Janet's not thinking about how to meet all those amazing goals, she enjoys playing the clarinet and tries to spend as much time outdoors as possible with her family and her little daughter, who will soon be learning to garden. And now I would like to invite Janet Larson to join me on the Easy Organic Gardener. Hello, Janet. Welcome. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well. Thank you. Thanks for talking with me.
Well, I am just so delighted to have you on the show. One of the things is, as I said, I'm a big fan of everything that that you are doing. I had, it must have been 15, maybe even 20 years ago, the pleasure of listening to Lester Brown speak at the Windstar Symposium that John Denver used to put on in Aspen. And I'll tell you, that was one of the things that was so gratifying for myself and my husband, because, you know, when you're in our kind of a business, I mean, like, let's just say if you're a medical doctor, you go to the AMA meetings. If you're a lawyer, you go to the legal meetings. But when you're in this kind of business where you raise insects and you provide all these amazing products for organic gardeners and farmers, well, where do you go to get your excitement? And I'll tell you, he really inspired me, and I'm so glad to see all this great work that you guys are doing. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you. I'm really happy to hear that, and we're staying very busy putting out books and new publications, so it's always great to hear that people are excited to read them.
You know, I just think that, you're talking about what is our future. I mean, seriously, we're talking, how are we going to stabilize population? I mean, when you look at some of these figures that, you know, I read on occasion, I mean, we're going to double our population, you know, by the year from 2050 or things like that. And it's like, how on earth are we going to feed all these people? How are we going to have any ecosystems left? And of course, you know, all the things that we're doing to our climate. So I'm so glad that, we all have to play our part. There's no question about it. And of course, for our company, we offer alternatives to synthetic products so that people can, don't have to pollute while they grow their food. And so everybody is doing their part. One of the things I know we want to talk about is this amazing book, Full Planet, Empty Plates, The New Geopolitics of Food Scarcity. So, let's just get right into that. And when I went to your website, you just had so much stuff there. I mean, we could talk just about population and just about natural ecosystems, climate, energy, transportation, food, and agriculture. So let's just talk about this book so our listeners can get a glimpse of what's going on. And I'm just going to let you take it away.
Sure. Well, you mentioned a number of the things we study: population growth, climate change, energy, water availability, natural resources, natural landscapes. And the place where all those things intersect really is food, the world's food economy. It's affected by every one of those things. And the book Full Planet, Empty Plates came about as we were looking at the deterioration in the world food situation. Thinking back to late 2007, early 2008, we had grain and soybean prices more than doubling in a short matter of time, which led to food riots and unrest in 60 or more countries around the world. We had people protesting in the streets. In Indonesia, 10,000 people went out because the price of tempeh was going up. In Mexico, there were the famous tortilla riots when people wanted to let their government know that the food was just becoming unaffordable. And this all came together and led to a number of responses. In order to stabilize domestic food prices, some of the major exporting countries actually put a ban on exports or limited exports in some way. And that includes, big producers like Vietnam with rice, for instance. Other countries took measures to try to keep more of the food at home to feed their people, leading the poor, low-income importing countries in a tight crunch. And we saw it's very likely that more families entered into poverty and entered into hunger. After the global recession, food prices eased somewhat, but again, we had another big spike in food prices in 2010, 2011, and some people are even linking that to unrest in the Arab world, what we call the Arab Spring. One of the first incidents, of course, was a food seller in Tunisia lighting himself on fire. So food has been a sensitive issue. It's not the only thing that's causing unrest and riots, but it is a major spark when food prices go up. And then again this year, or last year in 2012 and into 2013, we have food prices again approaching or setting records in many parts of the world. And so we wanted to see, what does this mean? It translates into hunger for many people, and what can we do about it?
Right. I mean, that's why we have you on this show, because we want to know what we can do about it and how each person can be a part of the solution versus a part of the problem, which sometimes we don't even know that we are participating. We're thinking we're doing the right thing, and actually we may not be we may not be doing what we should be doing to begin with. I know we talk a lot here about food. Recently, we've had a lot of people join us to talk about GMOs, and we've talked about glyphosate, and we're going to have to take a break here in about 10 seconds. So when we come back, what I want to do is let's have you tell us, what we're going to do, and we're going to continue talking about geopolitics of food scarcity. So for those of you who are listening, don't go away. We're going to come right back. And if you have a question, give us a call at 877-300-7645.
Need help with pest control? Don't use synthetics. Grow naturally. The solution is Arbico Organics. They offer a complete line of products for your organic home, garden, yard, farm, horse, livestock, and pets. They're affordable, effective, and will provide the results you have been looking for. Go to www.arbico-organics.com or call 800-SOS-BUGS to speak with Arbico Organics Specialist. Be sure to order your free Arbico Organics catalog.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. When the cleaners ruined some special clothing, all they could do was show us a sign that said they weren't responsible. But when they got the letter from one of our Legal Shield attorneys, he promptly gave us a check for $1,152. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Sherry Herrera de Fry. You're listening to the Easy Organic Gardener, EASY, environmentally and sustainably yours. With me this hour is the director of Earth Policy Institute, Janet Larson, and we're discussing the book Full Planet, Empty Plates, The New Geopolitics of Food Scarcity by Lester Brown. With food scarcity driven by falling water tables, eroding soils, and rising temperatures, control of arable land and water resources is moving to center stage in the global struggle for food security. Excuse me. In this era of tightening world food supplies, the ability to grow food is fast becoming a new form of geopolitical leverage. Food is the new oil, Lester Brown writes. So, this new oil. Let's talk a little bit about that. I know in the last segment, you sort of were bringing us up to date on the chronology of what's been happening to our food. And I'm not sure where we want to go with this idea of food being the new oil, because, you know, we've been fighting over oil for a long time. It sounds like we're going to be fighting over food, too.
Well, food in many parts of the world is increasingly scarce. I think in the United States, we don't often know when food prices rise, unless, you know, unless we're living on the edges. But for most people, we don't feel the shocks the same way that people in low-income developing countries, where they spend 50 to 70% of their income to buy grains directly. They feel the food price shocks. You know, in the United States, if you go to buy a loaf of bread, maybe 5 to 10 cents of that loaf of bread is what you're paying for the grain. But if you're going out in India and you want to buy rice to feed your family, if the price of rice doubles, the price of what you bring home is twice as high. So as much as we're feeling crunched here in the United States with the combination of a recession, unemployment, and higher food prices, it's being felt even more acutely in many parts of the developing world. And one thing we looked at was people actually routinely starting to schedule foodless days, a day of the week where their family would not eat food at all. And studies show that in Peru, 14% of families have these so-called foodless days. In India, it's about a quarter of the families have foodless days. And in Nigeria, it's even higher. These are countries where the growing populations are just straining what the resources can provide.
Wow. And I've seen this. I spend a lot of time in underdeveloped countries because I'm fortunate enough to be able to go in and help show how, you know, people, mainly farmers, how to grow organically. And what I do notice is that I think the food is quite expensive in some of these underdeveloped areas, particularly countries like Honduras and Nicaragua. Spent a lot of time in Mexico, Guatemala, and what you're saying is very correct. I mean that a lot of the food is exported, so you would think in a place like Honduras that you would have lots of produce and access to bananas and pineapples, but when you get into the interior, there's really not much. It's pretty scarce, to use that word that you've been talking about. So we're talking about a huge part of the population that is affected, and we don't, as you say, we don't see that here. We're not really privy to that unless you are, you know, on the bottom there. So what needs to be done?
Well, there's so many things that need to be done. On a personal level, one of the easiest ways to change your overall food footprint would be to eat lower on the food chain, meaning eating less meat and livestock products. We often get the question, how many people can the earth support? And, you know, the answer to that question is another question, you know, at what level of consumption? If we were all to eat like people in India that in round numbers eat about 400 pounds of grain per person each year, the world population could go up to, you know, 10 billion on current food production levels. Whereas in the United States, we eat four times as much grain as people in India. And most of our grain consumption is not eating the grain directly, but it's grain embodied in meat, milk, and eggs, because those livestock are fed a lot of grain. A lot of grain also means a lot of water. So our biggest footprint largely is in the meat we eat. So we've seen a number of movements revolving around this idea, like the Meatless Mondays movement, to get people to decide on Mondays. Maybe they'll eat a more vegetarian diet or vegan before 6 p.m. To try to sort of lower your meat consumption. That's one of the personal things people can do. On the other side, there's the main thing we need to do is get active politically. Because a lot of money goes into food production, and we need to figure out how we can have that money go to food production that's sustainable and can feed everyone. In in part because of outcry. There are some of the major subsidies for ethanol production, which is basically turning food into fuel. They have been removed, yet still U.S. government law requires that a certain amount of ethanol is produced every year. So people don't want us turning food or products grown on the land into fuel. They need to let their politicians know that. We calculated that the amount of grain that is needed to fill the tank of an SUV just one time could otherwise feed a person for an entire year. So you can see how enormous the appetite of the automobile is. And so taking more of that grain out of our fuel tanks and putting it back to feeding people could help a lot as well.
Well, I'm going to make a confession. When I did hear Lester Brown speak, and I think it was way long ago I got to thinking about this. It's been 25 years, actually, that I heard him speak. My husband and I changed our diet completely, and we raised two children vegan that are now 27 and 25, and we fed them organic food. I will say this, that they have never been to a Western medical doctor. They never got sick as children. My daughter's a professional ballerina, so she has strong bones, and they've got beautiful teeth, and my son is 6'2", and he's also a dancer, and among other things. But my point is that it does not hurt us to reduce our dependency on animals, and I'm not here to say don't eat meat or whatever. I'm just saying that it is a good diet. It doesn't hurt anybody, and it could make a significant and profound difference for us on this planet.
It definitely can, and you know, even if people don't go all the way vegan, just eating less.
Makes
a big difference. When you think about it, takes, you know, 7 or more pounds of grain to produce 1 pound of beef, and it takes 1,000 pounds of water to produce 1 pound of grain. You realize just how the math works. It multiplies up that footprint really fast. So beef being what the most intense, if you're having grain-fed beef, which
right. We're going to come right back. I'm going to cut you right off. I'm sorry, Janet. We're going to come right back, though. We're going to be talking some more about food, and which we love to talk about. So don't go away. Give us a call if you have a question.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. Genstone.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. manufacturers. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Yeah?
Do you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Right, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson, and it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
Well, I hope not. Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down at the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The nation's largest independently owned and operated talk radio network. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
You're listening to The Easy Organic Gardener. This is Sherry Herrera de Fry, and I'm delighted to have with me today Janet Larson, Director of Earth Policy Institute. And for those of you who are listening, you can actually follow along. The website is very nicely put together. It's earth-policy.org. earth-policy.org. I'm just looking at some of these facts that are there on this website. I mean, there will be 219,000 people at the dinner table tonight who were not there last night, many of them with empty plates. As a result of chronic hunger, 48% of all children, that's all children, almost half, in India are undersized, underweight, and likely to have IQs that are on the average 10 to 15 points lower than those of well-nourished children. Food prices are rising dramatically. The UN Food Price Index in June 2012 was twice the base level of 2002 to 2004. And it just goes on and on. So, Janet, just to sort of sum up the first two parts of the show, we were talking about the sort of the chronology of how we got to be in this situation. And then you were talking about the last segment. What are some of the things we can do? Number one, eat lower on the food chain. And, you know, in other words, for those of us who can, that are fortunate enough to have the luxury of choosing, and especially in this country, we are very spoiled, and you know, I am so grateful for everything we have. Eating lower on the food chain means that we just eat a little bit less meat, eggs, even fish, because a lot of the oceans are overfished, and then, of course, get politically involved. We do have a caller, so Janet, I'm going to bring you back. And we have Jason calling from Oil City, and I'm going to just ask Jason to join us. Jason, welcome to The Easy Organic Gardener. How are you doing today?
I'm doing pretty good. Thanks.
Wonderful. Are you listening on the radio or are you listening online?
Online right now.
Okay, wonderful. Well, thank you for joining us, and what's your question for Janet and myself?
Okay, well, I recently came across some interesting information since you guys are talking about feeding the population and such, and this seems to be a really good technique. And I was curious if you guys heard about this. It's a specially raised bed termed hugelkultur. I believe it's like a German raised bed. And basically, they're saying that it can be, once set up properly, it has the ability to not need any special watering other than from the natural rainfall, because it soaks in water and maintains it, kind of like a sponge, and lets it off when the plants need it. I don't know if maybe you guys had any experience with that.
I personally do not.
Okay, yeah. It's fairly new, I guess, at least here in the States. It came from a guy over in Austria named Sepp Holzer, and he's growing some amazing stuff up in the mountains up there, like even citrus trees up there. And he's using specially designed beds that basically burying decays and rotten logs in soil and making huge mounds of that. And supposedly it acts as windbreaks, it could channel water, and as well as maintain heat, because it's kind of like, at least from what I understand, it's kind of like you're growing on top of like a buried compost pile in a sense, so it produces its own heat and it soaks in moisture and stuff. Anyways, it sounds like a great way to do kind of like almost like a maintenance-free, let nature do the work for you gardening, and that could potentially feed a lot of people very easily without, you know, special inputs and a lot of babysitting.
It's actually called the hugelkultur mound, and
yeah.
His work is actually he's very much into permaculture, and he put this together with Will Snyder and this Gustav von Rohn. And what it is, they're easy and affordable backyard beds that allow people to grow with very low inputs, and the way it's set up is so that they self-water. Now, of course, they are in an area that does get a lot of water. If you're in the desert, you probably are still going to need to give extra inputs. However, there's so much to be said about rain harvesting. And no matter where we live on this planet, and I mean no matter where we live, we are faced with water shortages. And so everybody needs to be thinking about how to collect, how to grow more sustainably using native plants and, less water inputs. From every aspect. I mean, permaculture is part of everything. It is not just what's going on in the garden, but it's what goes on in our homes and our businesses. And you're absolutely right. I mean, there are wonderful ways that people can grow more sustainably. And I know that Janet has some ideas too. So, Janet, did you want to add anything to this?
Well, you mentioned that composting is sort of a part of these systems, and I think that's a big part of the solution. What we've done with our industrial agricultural system is we've broken the nutrient cycle, so we're not returning our waste nutrients back to the soil. And so having the composting system is fantastic. These kind of raised beds are often rather labor intensive. It can be in terms of setting them up, though. I think when we find soil improvement techniques, often are labor intensive at first, yet pay themselves off multifold in the future. And I think as we're seeing the need to get more and more food out of our urban areas, we're going to need to be doing more of these raised beds, composting systems, and it's being done in cities around the world as vacant lots are starting to be reclaimed by urban gardeners. Rooftops are being used by people to grow food, sometimes for the restaurants right underneath it, as is being done in New York City and a couple places. And then looking around the world, we looked at Hanoi, Vietnam as a great example where 80% of the fresh vegetables actually are coming from farms in the city or right around the outskirts. So it's pretty exciting what can be done in cities, which we're going to need as the world population now is more than half urban and moving more so.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And, you know, I mean, this whole idea of urbanizing our food, when you think about in a traditional agribusiness situation, every calorie we eat has traveled around 1,300 miles. And think about the waste of energy, the waste of nutrition. It just goes on and on. And so this whole idea of all of us taking more responsibility for our own food. And, you know, we lost the art, we lost the talent. We were the first generation, our parents, who didn't pass it on to us. And so it's sort of been mystified, and people are afraid of it. We forgot how to save our seeds. I had Janice Ray on the show about a month ago, and she was saying that in 1902, the University of Georgia did a study. They found that there were seed books that had 7,000 seeds for sale, and today, 94% of them no longer exist.
Yeah, I know. Pretty amazing.
And almost more than half of the calories that humans eat come from just a handful of crops, largely wheat, rice, and corn, whereas we used to have much, much more diverse diets and much less riskier diets, because what happens if we get a major blight that ends up hitting one of our crops we're so dependent on? So diversification is indeed part of the solution.
I mean, there were 7,000 different types of apples. And, I mean, let's face it. I know we were having a conversation at dinner night before last, and I was telling some friends of mine about 7,000 different species of apples, and they were saying, well, but you can't, how could you fit all those apples in a grocery store? And I'm like, you're missing the point here. But that is the point, that our natural systems, our resources, they belong to all of us, and it's up to us to preserve them for the future. We're going to take a quick break. Jason, during the break, please give all your information to my engineer, my wonderful engineer, and so that you can get your gift. And we're going to be right back. If you have a question for Janet or myself, it's 877-300-7645.
Need help with pest control? Don't use synthetics. Grow naturally. The solution is Arbico Organics. They offer a complete line of products for your organic home, garden, yard, farm, horse, livestock, and pets. They're affordable, effective, and will provide the results you have been looking for. Go to www.arbico-organics.com or call 800-SOS-BUGS to speak with Arbico Organics Specialist. Be sure to order your free Arbico Organics catalog.
The Victory Seed Company is a family-owned, farm-based organization working to keep rare, open-pollinated heirloom seeds available for your home garden with no unstable hybrids or GMO seeds sold. Learn about their mission at victoryseeds.com, and for a limited time, enter Victory at checkout to receive a free garden planning tool on orders over $10. Grow your Victory garden with Victory brand seeds. victoryseeds.com.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Sherry Herrera de Fry. My guest today is Janet Larson. I'm so grateful to have you on the show. Thank you so much. And I just want to be sure that you do know how important your work is. It is more important than anything, and I want everybody to understand that that this book is it's serious. Full Planet, Empty Plates by Lester Brown. You can purchase it at earth-policy.org, and it probably get it through Amazon too. Is that correct, Janet?
That's right.
All right, I figured it's, you know, available everywhere, and I'm looking forward to getting my own copy. So I want to also let Janet know we have another caller. So we're going to bring Felicia from New York to join us right now. And Felicia, welcome to the Easy Organic Gardener. How are you today? Welcome.
I'm doing good. Thank you.
Are you listening on the radio or are you listening online?
Online.
Okay, very good. Well, thank you for calling in. And what's your question for us today?
My question is, I would like to start my seedlings, and I need to use a light, but I do not want to use any toxic mercury fluorescent bulbs. And I was wondering, what did they used to use before these mercury bulbs came around for starting seedlings?
Janet, do you want to answer that, or do you want me to answer that?
I'll let you field that one.
Okay. Well, here's the deal. Someone had the bright idea that, you know, we could create these lights, light bulbs that would be energy saving. The only issue is that, along with being energy saving, there's a backlash, and the backlash is that when they break open, they're full of mercury. And so, what we want people to do is just go back to getting regular old light bulbs that don't have the mercury in them anymore. You've seen those light bulbs; they're sort of they look like screws, and you see them in hotels. And I mean, the intention was wonderful. That was the whole idea, was to save on the energy, and then what we don't need to be filling our landfills and our water, air with mercury. It's a very deadly element when we come in contact with it. It's something that's very important to the whole mix of things, but not the way that it's set up. So that's what you can do, is just get regular old light bulbs, and when they're done, you know, you take them away and recycle them as best as you can, depending on what part of the country you live in.
If I could jump in,
yes,
I'd say that you wouldn't need to worry about the mercury in a fluorescent bulb, unless the bulb breaks. And the amount of mercury that's actually in the bulbs is very, very tiny. It's smaller than what you'd find in a watch battery. So in terms of the overall mercury impact, we would actually be in favor of those kind of energy-saving bulbs just because so much of our electricity is produced from coal-fired power plants, and coal naturally contains mercury. Burning the coal releases more mercury into the environment than the amount that would actually be in a bulb. So if you are able to keep your bulbs and then the bulbs can be taken back and recycled properly, how the various light sources affect plant growth, however, I don't know the answer to that question. But in terms of the overall mercury footprint, it is indeed very small.
There was I did see some information. It was a German interview with Germans about the light bulbs. Excuse me. And there was some kind of reader that tested chemicals coming off of the light bulbs. So they're not as non-toxic as you think unless they're broke. So they still emit toxic chemicals even if they're not broke because they're not sealed.
And, you know, thank you for enlightening me, Janet. I did not realize that it's such a small amount of mercury. I'm generally on it, and, but I see the point that, you know, you have to look at what's the worst, scenario. Is it, you know, putting more stuff into the environment and burning, coal versus a little tiny bit of mercury? Maybe that's a better choice.
And one thing I don't know is if the kind of lights which are really the most energy efficient don't have the same so-called toxic profile
as the
fluorescents are the LED lights.
Right.
Solid-state lighting technology. And the costs of the LEDs are coming down substantially, and whereas compact fluorescent bulb swapped in for a regular incandescent can cut your energy use 75%. The LEDs can cut it down by 90% or more. So those end up being the most energy efficient. But I haven't looked at any research on how plants respond to the various kinds of lights.
They seem to like all light. You know, we, in our workplace, we have, full UV spectrum lights, and the plants seem to love those. Although I notice in any place, even fluorescent lights, any type of light, they seem to do fine with it. Now, I don't know, you know, since I have not seen a study, that says, you know, whether they do better with sunlight or whatever. The point is that they seem to do well, at least indoor plants, you know, people have been using all types of lights, including the fluorescent lights, to get seeds to start. So it'd be something to look into.
Mm-hmm.
For the future.
Does the plant need the light, or is it really the heat from it to get the seedling started?
Both.
Okay.
Both.
I believe they have full spectrum LEDs.
They do. They actually do. And I was just at Home Depot recently, and we were looking at lights for our home, and they actually have them where they do not have mercury or any other carcinogenic materials that I know of, and they're a little more expensive. I mean, in fact, they're a lot more expensive, but they last a long, long time. I mean, there was a study by the University of Irvine's Department of Population Health and Disease, and they said that lead LED diodes contain unsafe levels of carcinogenic toxins, while LED's less energy-friendly cousins, CFLs, contain a measured amount of mercury. The LEDs have lead, arsenic, and a handful of other chemicals that have been linked to cancers, blah, blah, blah. So as Janet said, as long as we're disposing of them properly, and that's the key. Just you know, we just have to be very responsible. What happens though if something breaks? I mean, that's the thing. We have to take that into consideration. But it, basically, they're saying if the bulbs are mishandled or broken, that's where these toxins become destructive. Otherwise, they pretty much are contained. So it's an interesting topic, though.
And the Environmental Protection Agency has on its website what to do if indeed you have a CFL, the bulb that breaks. it mainly involves, you know, opening up your windows and cleaning it up. It is a much smaller quantity than we're in, you know, say the mercury thermometers that used to break all the time and have the kids play with mercury. It's the amount of mercury in a ball can like fit on the head of a pen. So it's a very small quantity. It's mercury, so you take it serious, but it's nowhere near what used to be in those thermometers. And it's about as much as would be in a watch battery. But kudos to you for paying attention and thinking about it. It is important to ask.
Most definitely. Yeah, most definitely. And the other thing is kudos to you for growing your own food. And that right there, I mean, that your carbon footprint is so much less that, you know, so, you know, you have to always, there's that balance all the time. And I'm so glad that you are growing, Felicia. And I'm going to be sending you all the seed prep stuff, so you're going to love that. And let us know how your garden does. Let us know how it progresses. We'd love to hear from you again.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much. So, Janet, we've got about a minute and a half. I would love for you, what is your message to our listeners and you know, and I'm going to thank you for everything you guys do.
Oh, thank you. And my message for the listeners would be, as Lester Brown has said before, you know, saving civilization is not a spectator sport. It's something that everybody needs to get involved in. Pick an issue that you're passionate about and get to work on it. I think you mentioned carbon footprint. One of the most exciting things happening in the United States right now that is reducing everybody's overall carbon footprint is getting coal-fired power plants taken off the planning books and indeed shutting down existing plants. The Sierra Club has a Beyond Coal campaign that's active around the country that's been responsible for getting agreements for closing down well over 100 coal-fired power plants nationally. A few years ago, the Department of Energy was talking about the renaissance of coal, but we're seeing that there is no renaissance of coal. In fact, we're moving quickly away from coal.
We've got to move away from it. And thank you so much, Janet, again. And our hats off to you and to Lester Brown and to the Institute. We'll be back again next week with another great guest and want all of you to have a great Easy Organic Gardening Week. This is Sherry Herrera de Fry.
Does advertising on the Genesis Communications Radio Network actually bring positive results? Let's ask
Thomas Baldrick from Freeze Dry Guy.
Thomas, talk about customer service at GCN.
GCN is extraordinary in how they take care of their customers. The bottom line, Freeze Dry Guy keeps advertising on GCN because it works.
If you'd like to experience unbelievable customer service, call Lee Wickenhauser at 877-996-4327, extension 107.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.